Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry has received numerous reports from Oklahomans stating they have received unsolicited seeds from foreign countries. No one yet knows why the seeds are being sent, but Morgan Vance with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry cautions those receiving them to be wary and do not plant them.
Absolutely. So I think just the uncertainty of what these seeds are and what is potentially coated in these seeds or why they're being sent to their doors unsolicited is bringing a little bit of fear to Oklahomans and to Americans across the United States. You know, our ultimate goal is to protect Oklahoma agriculture producers, but also consumers across the state. We care about ensuring the safety of not only Oklahomans, but also our natural resources, our land, our water, our air. Because of that, we're taking these invasive species and pest reports very seriously with these seeds, and we're going to work cooperatively with the USDA to figure out what the reasoning is behind them showing up on folks' doorsteps.
Do we have any idea why these are being sent to people?
As of right now, we don't. USDA APHIS is the division, and that's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, is very early on in their investigation. These reports started in Oklahoma early this week, but in the United States late of last week. And so they're still doing some testing to figure out if there's any kind of harm that could be posed to Americans in these, but we aren't sure what the motive is behind it yet.
And they're being disguised as packages of jewelry?
Typically, yes. We've seen a handful, not very many, packages that are disguised as hair bands or clothing, but the majority of them show up as small parcels that say jewelry, primarily earrings and necklaces.
I mean, it could be harmless or it could be something really sinister.
Absolutely. You know, these items appear to be harmless, but the act is actually known as agriculture smuggling, and I'm sure you've seen that term a couple of times. There is a potential of hidden threats in these seeds that could seriously threaten American and Oklahoma agriculture and our natural resources. These seeds, like you said, they may be harmless, but they also could be invasive, or they could introduce diseases to local plants or be harmful to our livestock here in the state.
If you receive an unsolicited package of seeds, please turn it in by mail. Do not discard the package, as the seeds could sprout in the landfill and cause harm. Instructions on how to report and turn them in can be found at extension.okstate.edu or by calling 405-522-5971. The United States Western District Court of Oklahoma ruled against Governor Kevin Stitt in the dispute over tribal gaming compacts. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
The court was asked to decide one question. Did the gaming compacts negotiated between the tribes and the state renew on January 1st of this year? The court decided that yes, they did. The ruling could end nearly a year-long battle between Governor Stitt and the tribes over the gaming compacts. In July of 2019, Stitt announced that he intended to seek a higher percentage of revenue in the gaming compact renewal process. Stephen Greetham is the senior counsel for the Chickasaw Nation. He said this decision reinforces what the tribe has been saying all along.
And now we've been able to restore kind of the certainty and stability that we previously been operating from, which is good news for everyone involved.
In a statement, Governor Stitt said he was disappointed by the decision. It's not known at this time whether he will appeal the ruling or not. I'm Allison Herrera.
Two physicians groups say they can't support a statewide return to in-person learning next month at Oklahoma's K-12 schools. Matt Trotter with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange reports on the recommendations before students and teachers return to classrooms.
The Oklahoma Academies of Family Physicians and Pediatrics say there's too much variation in how the coronavirus is spreading in the state. Speaking on behalf of OAFP, Dr. Steve Crawford says they recommend counties show 2 weeks of declining new cases or positive test rates, or no more than 10 new cases per 100,000 population before students and teachers return to classrooms.
There should be a clear guidance from our state on specific county-level data that indicators that show it is safer to open specific school districts. Remember, the word I use is safer. There isn't necessarily any safe time to open per se, because there's always a risk of getting infected.
The academies are also recommending mandatory masks for K-12 students and teachers, and calling for better guidance on how districts can achieve physical distancing, like potentially separating students into cohorts. I'm Matt Trotter.
KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible. And do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.